The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
These next nights, inshallah, I want to discuss different topics in regards to the aza of Imam Hussein, the remembrance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This blessing that we have, that if we're not careful, we might take for granted. So first I want to talk a little bit about the importance of the youth and this aza and the idea of aza, something that we've all been through ourselves growing up. And so personally, I'll tell you myself, I've slowed down a little bit compared to, I know what I was in the past. I was a matami all the way. And I still will be there, but nothing like the past. So this is very important, very important. I cannot highlight it enough. We see the ulama with the, from old to young, all of them are stressing on this one thing. The one thing that all scholars get along about and don't have a difference of opinion on is how important Muharram and Aza is. Like, it is very, for me, it's very mind-blowing, because I'm aware of all the differences of opinion regarding different issues, theological, fiqhi, legal. But then all of a sudden here, everyone puts their hands up and waves the white flag, like, we have no issue here at all. As a matter of fact, we have to make sure that this is something that is solidified within our next generations. Because who are we kidding, brothers and sisters? Like, Imam Hussein has done something that you can't... I'm sorry, like, it is hard. The Quran even has not been able to, like, the way connections are made with Imam Hussein. Our youth, who are we kidding? Even with the Quran, haven't been able to. That is why I feel that so much importance is given to these tears. That's going to connect you to the Quran later as well. It's going to connect you to Allah later. And I'll talk about that a little bit as we go on, inshallah. But for the youth and the importance, for me, this is what it's all about. It's all about muscle memory. When a youth who is tied to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, through whatever culture, through whatever matam, through whatever noha, soz and salam they have, yes, if this youth is connected to Imam Hussein through shedding tears, which that is the secret ingredient, by the way, if the tears haven't come, there is a chance that, yeah, maybe things might change a little bit. But when the tears have come, and inshallah they always do come, that is when you know the connection has been made. The one sign that we all know that a connection is made when it comes to the ziyarat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, when we go for their ziyarah and we do idhn al-dukhul, is that they say if the tears come, that shows that a connection is made. Not that if tears don't come, I'm not good enough or whatever it is. No, I will keep trying. And even if the tears don't come, I act like I'm crying. Wow, what more could we ask for? Oh Allah, you put all these blessings in crying for Imam Hussein. I can't cry. I just can't. It's okay, put your head down and act like you're crying. That even counts. A tabaki, they call it. What more could we ask for? All right, so they don't want us to miss out on whatever is passed out of goodies, and so to speak, when it comes to Muharram, when it comes to Imam Hussein. So a youth who is tied to Imam Hussein, through these tears, inshallah, can't go wrong. Muscle memory means what? It means you bounce back. Even after a long time, brothers and sisters, when I was in Qom, it reached the point where I couldn't speak English anymore. I'll tell you, you might not believe it right now, because you guys are thinking, oh, this guy's always talking. Right? But there was a point that I couldn't speak English anymore. I had been there for 12 years straight, never visited America. Yeah? But muscle memory, look at that. Now you can't even stop me from talking. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's how it is. That's how youth is. And so this muscle memory that I develop with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know what that means? Because parents sometimes, they're worried. They'll come to me, or others, and they'll say, we're worried, our kids this, our kids that. I'm like, look, man, I've been there myself. I was one of those problems and troublemakers. But look, if that connection, if we as parents can Make these kids, allow them to fall in love with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This muscle memory, whether you like it or not, you're going to come back, man. I'm not too worried. Yes, youth will make mistakes. They'll do dumb things sometimes. We've been there, done that. But that connection, if it has been made, this muscle memory is there, they will be back. And I have seen this more than enough with some of our youth over the years. Whether it's Toronto, whether it's, I don't know, what other places I've been to and communities I've been in touch with and kids that I've been in touch with that grew up now. Throughout the years, you see that, okay, this kid's messing up. But eventually, after a few years, they're back. They'll mature, inshallah. The thing is there something they can go back to that was developed when it counted? And inshallah, that's what... Look at this. What is this? Subhanallah. What these children have done. I don't know who's behind this of the parents. Is it the scouts? Is it the DYG? What is it? I don't know. But whoever's behind this, thank you. This is what it's all about. Getting them involved in all these things. The azah of Imam Hussein, that's what it's all about. And so, that's why I tell these parents not to worry. Because once that bond is made, I won't have to explain to him or her why they should try to stay away from certain things. Why should their salat be something that they maintain? They might not even maintain it properly. They might not wake up in time for Salat al-Fajr, for example. Right? We'll try our best to help them with that. But I know eventually they're going to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. This person can't be in love with Imam Hussein but not understand the importance of Salat. That's what you love about Imam Hussein. Everything happened on Ashura. The importance of Salat was highlighted. The importance of Ghairat was highlighted. The importance of loyalty, everything, every merit that you can think of, that is why, and we'll talk about this some other night, inshallah. The topic of one of those nights is going to be what has made Karbala eternal and everlasting. It just doesn't die. No matter what you do, no matter how much you try, you just can't extinguish this flame. One of the secrets is this, that you find everything in there. Different types of people are there. The guided, the misguided, the ones who came late, the ones who were there from the beginning. Old, young, old-timers. Habib bin Mudahir, old-timer. Hur, you just got here. Doesn't matter. You got it all there. And so our kids always have something to connect to with Muharram al-Ashura. Subhanallah. Salih salawat. Even if they're making mistakes, they'll know that they're making a mistake. That's the important part. They're making mistakes, at least they know they're making mistakes. This comes through the barakat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now sometimes, those who are a little older, like myself, might have issue, like, oh, you're overdoing things here. Why are you doing so much of it? And I forget personally sometimes what I was doing when I was younger. Yeah, for me, I was spending a lot more time. For as a matter of fact, when I was studying in Qom, I always had these earphones in my ears. And you know, back then it was these cassettes. These kids don't know what we're talking about. You've all seen that meme, right? It has a cassette and a pencil next to it. It says the kids will never know the relationship between these two. Remember how we wind it up again? They have no idea what those are. All right, so anyway, man, you know, that's when you know you're old, when you know what a cassette player is. And yeah, so playing Mahmoud Karimi, Sib Surkhi all the time. And then rewinding, right? Replaying. While you're doing your house of studies. I still remember one of the teachers was in our room once and he's like, what are you doing? Like, this is not how you're supposed to do it. I'm like, he doesn't know what love is. This is love. And so now here I am. Sometimes I might forget that this is what love is for our younger generation. So I need to support this as much as I can. Because in the future, inshallah, this will translate into more religiosity, more salat, more fasting, more ghairah, more Quran, and so on and so forth. Yes, of course, there will be some things that can be tweaked. Can get better, we can fix it, make things more efficient. There will be certain things that we feel, okay, there are some red lines we need to watch out for. But all in all, the nur of Imam Hussein overtakes everything.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah until my last breath,
I will remember Hussein.